Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. And I'd just like to say, Brad named those two ladies from Philippians chapter 4, verse 2. I found that fascinating this week as I was reading that, Brad, that Paul inserted the two ladies' names that are disagreeing with one another in a letter. So I don't think I'd ever try that, ever. But it does tell us the early Christian church was real. There were arguments, and there were ways to fix it. Following a great message here that Brad shared, there's a recipe. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, follow these things. Our gospel text is from Matthew chapter 22, a parable from Jesus. Again, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping, and the weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" This is the gospel. Having heard the gospel, we remain standing for our sermon song, "Children of the Heavenly Father."